And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
It's all right now on the
Why are you talking on the side of the microphone?
I don't know.
Because it's fun.
Not just Scott.
Well, here we go as we're...
you got to tell
that story in a minute. This is one of the greatest stories.
We work, this guy comes in, and I don't care, Scott. He's a great guy. And he says, he's doing afternoons, and he says, I walk in, he goes, "Hey, man, did you guys have a problem with the microphone this morning?"
It's new microphones.
New microphone. Yeah. I go, no. He goes, "Man, I cannot hear myself on the air. Like, I'm getting buried. I cannot hear. The music's getting buried. Burying him." I go, "I don't want to see." And I start looking at it. So now, in his defense, this microphone, it looked like a pill. It was like a pill, yeah. And it was like, had that spongy stuff.
They called them the face eaters.
And so it had these, kind of like a pill, but it's plugged in.
Yeah.
On one side, it's plugged in. He had it turned backwards, so he was literally
Was literally tickling his nose when he would talk.
Yeah, he was talking to it like this, all the way in the back, like that. I turned it around.
I can't figure out why it's not picking me up at all.
I don't know.
It's really strange.
I have to turn my microphone really loud.
Yeah, and I get feedback, I don't know.
Oh, terrible.
I was trying to find one, but I can't find a picture of the
old
face eater.
Boys, you know what time of year it is, don't you?
Yes, it's time for me to tell you about Pickle Jar, because Pickle Jar is that cool friend. That's right, I sagged right in there. I hijacked you. Mm-hmm. Pickle Jar is like that cool friend that always knows about great new music before everybody else. You can check out all the exclusive pictures and videos, and you can even enter to win a flyaway experience, a bunch of them, and tickets to VIP events you can check out if you go and download the Pickle Jar app, which is awesome. Huge fans of the Pickle Jar app, and I'm not just saying that because they're a sponsor of the podcast. I'm saying it because it's a really cool app.
Cool.
And go and check it out. Get it iOS, get it Droid, picklejar.com, as we are coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Now, Big D.
It is the season of me going and making a DXL run to go buy some new shorts and new t-shirts.
Woo!
From the Big and Tall store. And that was creepy. I did not know that Carson was in here.
Are you only on one side? Oh, there she is.
All her
hello.
Was,
yes. Yeah, I only
but
heard
it was
in
only
one
on one
ear.
Side.
That was strange.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was very Wanda from Marvel.
Because when you come in, and I am the only one that notices, but you have new graphic t-shirts. And so I'm excited to see you come up with this year.
I can't see them. I literally have a giant computer screen set up in front. I see Big D's face from about here up. So I never notice his t-shirts.
But I mean, you see him walking around like in the...
I see? I see this. I see this all the time. Because he turns his back when he walks out of the room. And when he walks in, you guys know I have these lights in front of me. There is a dead spot in this room. Big D has hidden in there several times and scared the living crud out of me because I can't see in that spot because it's so dark.
Also, though, we're dudes and we don't notice what each other's wearing. I don't know.
So
I don't know what
do
you're
I
wearing.
Go,
I do. I notice what he
do
wears.
Do I go music? I can do like a Led Zeppelin U.S.
Ooh,
tour.
That's so funny. I was just wondering if they would have a Led Zeppelin. I was going to ask you.
And Kiss. They got Kiss.
Yes!
Pink Floyd.
No.
That's not you.
No, you're not Floyd, but Kiss.
Kiss
all
Led
in.
Zeppelin. That's,
oh,
that's
I
you.
Already have this Biggie Smalls shirt.
Yeah,
I
you
have
do.
That one.
I'm
you've got,
look on their
you've
website
got Cube.
For you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't go back to Cube.
Then there's also TV movies.
All right, what are our
TV
options?
TV movies?
Yeah, there's Scream.
You mean TV and movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scream, there's
I thought it was
Star
feel like
Wars.
Scream is
I
not
thought
you.
I T-shirt for made for TV movies. It's Lonesome Dove, guys.
I know, my first name is Steven.
Wow. I'm looking at
Mother,
these.
May I sleep with danger?
I know my first name is Steven. Why I forgot about that was a
Corky
thing.
Corky Nemec, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then
Parker
it was switched
Lewis.
At birth, the original, mm-hmm. not the one on MTV. Like the one that was like a huge deal.
Let's see. Bruce Wayne, The Punisher.
Jimi Hendrix, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I like
D. What size do you wear? Are you 2X or 3X?
3XL tall.
Do you know I'm going to go back to my house. I picked up a few, at least 3X, but I think I've got at least one 3XLT. I've been picking up graphic t-shirts in bigger sizes.
Well, okay, that'd be great. I will definitely try it. Thanks for thinking of me, but they're not all made the same.
Yeah, no. That's why I'll take a look.
Yeah, so that's why I have like different colors of the exact same. Mm-hmm. It's because I like the way it fits. Or whatever.
Yeah, I'm looking at the shirts. They are not cheap, man.
No, that's a fat tax, as we say. And
no, yeah.
Hey, Bubba, can you pick up the phone just for a second?
Yeah,
I have to. Let's get a text from Gunner, my son, and he said, "Hey, last night, Kay was taking pictures." At the baseball game.
Kay is his girlfriend.
And he goes,
and Gunner is your son.
He's
for those of you who don't
know. He's like, how many photos do you think Kay took?
Oh, I want to guess.
Hey, Gun?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're all going to guess how many pictures. Now, this is a doubleheader.
I'm cheating a little bit. I was there for the first game of the doubleheader, and I watched her take pictures. And every time she took a picture, she took 10.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah. Oh, so we're guessing how many pictures she took.
You're playing baseball. That's how you do it to catch the moment of contact.
But she's not taking pictures of just you. She took pictures of everybody, right?
Yeah, she took everyone.
Okay, so you know the amount, right, Gunner? Don't tell us.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Right. 375.
Okay, Patrick says 375. I'm going to go say 450.
I was going 430.
Okay. I am going to go 1. Remember, it's the closest without going over.
We didn't Price say is right that. Rules. No. Okay, Rod Roddy, sit down.
How many is it?
1,200.
No.
Oh my gosh. What kind of memory is on her phone?
No, it's a camera. It was a legit
camera?
Yeah, a DSLR camera.
What?
Wow.
That's where D buys his shirts.
DSLR,
1,200?
That's insane.
Yeah.
What's she gonna do? How is she gonna, filter through these?
You can't even look through 1,200 pictures.
I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
Run.
I'm telling you, Gunn, there's about to be a collage. Don't open the closet
don't
door.
Open it. Oh, man. This collage is coming.
Oh, boy. You're going to get one of those signs that like says, made out of candy bars or nonsense.
No, I thought that's him that has to do that.
No. That's, all right. What are you at? Lunch or something?
Yeah, I'm at lunch.
Okay. How's that lunch I made? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
You made him lunch?
I'm making lunch every day.
What? And really?
Yeah.
I asked your dad this morning, Gunner, if you get walked more than anybody on the team. Is it because you have a really good eye, or is it because they just see you standing there and go, yeah, let's not pitch to him?
I don't know. I do get walked a ton, though. That's annoying, but...
Yeah, you know what? Walked as good as a hit, right?
Mark McGuire got walked a lot.
Yeah,
that's
he
all.
Did.
I'm just saying that. Barry Bonds got a lot of walks.
Walked a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like that's a lot of good education going on back there, so I'll let you go. I love you, man. Bye. Today was chicken stir fry.
Dang,
I'm trying
man.
To teach him how to cook a few things before he heads off to college on his own.
Are you making him cook? Like, are you saying, look, here's what we're going to do, and this is...
Not yet.
I will. Walk him through it?
Yeah, I will. Right now, I'm just kind of like...
Didn't you send him, when he was doing summer ball, you sent him HelloFresh and made him cook?
Yeah, and he did he did that really well. He did fine.
Except for the time that he, burned pasta or something because he didn't put water in it. I have some memory of some story like that.
Yeah, no, he was boiling water, and then he had the potatoes in there. And then he said the smoke alarm went off, and then he was about to go. He opened the door and was going to call the fire department because it was on fire. And I said, "Son, that's steam."
Dude, I just spit on myself. I literally just spit on myself. Oh my god, I was like steam.
Yeah. I knew there was some kind of story like that.
Also, when he was he lived in Atlanta on his literally on his own his sophomore and junior year in high school, and we had like an Airbnb, and it was like an apartment complex, And so you got to kind of clean it up before you leave. And he had put a stopper in one of the sinks in the kitchen, and it was one of those cheap plastic ones, and they get stuck in there really hard. He couldn't get it out. And so he was like, and there was water was just staying in this, in the sink. And so he's like, how do I get this out? So he had he goes, oh, I know how to do. I'll take the vacuum cleaner and just use this hose attachment and suck the water out.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
We've all wanted to try that. It lasts 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, how long it lasts? He goes, not very long.
And was it the vacuum cleaner with the paper bag? That,
no.
You know,
the paper bag? What year are you in?
No, I'm just saying, like, I didn't know what kind of dude, it was a
Did
rental. You don't know what they put in
there. Show up with
a paper bag for your vacuum?
Do you have a moment today? So I do I can miss show you this brand
guy
new,
pours the dirt right on the carpet.
I'll tell you
gotta let me in now.
Those old vacuum cleaners, the ones that that were on the ground, they're like tubes and they were on little wheels, casters, and they you those
ones
things
your mama had. Yeah.
Oh my! Suck the paint off. I remember the filter queen guy coming to our house and showing us the vacuum.
Was he like, "Hey, I've got filters"?
No, not that kind of queen. But he, I think my dad bought the vacuum cleaner. Like, this is when I was a kid.
And I'll tell you, those are still very much in demand. The vintage vacuum cleaners go for a lot of money because they don't die.
No.
And like you said, they're so powerful.
Yes.
So people are always looking for them. Yeah. They're high-end items.
I didn't know that was expensive. A thing.
Mm-hmm. Are they still making new ones, or do you know?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to remember.
We'll find out.
Electrolux? Was that one?
Oh, Electrolux. That sounds right?
I think it does. It sounds familiar.
Wait, didn't we have the rainbow vacuum guy come to the studio?
Yeah, and we were going to buy one. We're like, oh my gosh, yeah, well, this thing's great. And then how much? He's like, I swear he says $1,200.
I was going to say $1,000 or something.
It was so, we're like, what?
Y'all, Filter Queen is still in business. This is still a company. They make air cleaners and vacuums.
Huh.
Yeah, anyway, so we had to buy a new vacuum cleaner for
the apartment place.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Ooh, these air
I have to get my Dyson fixed, speaking of that.
Yeah, what?
I have to get my Dyson fixed. I think it's got a blockage or something, so it's not sucking properly.
You can take those apart.
Yeah, I've tried this. Dyson's pretty good about you call their service center, and they hook you up with a local vacuum repair.
Oh.
Patrick, you okay? I
just saw the price of the Filter Clean vacuum looks almost identical, like slightly updated from the one my mom had 30 years ago. Guess, again. Now
let me see it.
Okay, let me show you the picture. Here is the Filter Clean vacuum with the attachments. It's the one that's rolls around almost, on the ground with the hose and the whole thing.
Oh, it almost kind of looks like a shop vac.
Yes.
It's very.
It is not
a big cylinder.
The super filter removes 99.98% of dirt and dust.
Oh wow!
Yeah, all that stuff.
All right, I'm going to say current price for that is I'll say $1,500.
Bubba.
I'm going to go
$2,500.
$2,250.
Dang it. $3,400. Yay!
Woo!
You weren't even close. $3,400 for a vacuum.
Dude, I have a vacuum that
Dyson
goes through my house.
I could get to bring you a vacuum for less than that.
Well, I was going to tell you, I have a vacuum that literally charges itself, and it's on a schedule, and every day it goes beep, 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 and the little robot goes run through the house and vacuums the stuff.
We have too much stuff on the floor. We have one of those. It doesn't do worth
it. Yeah, I don't think it does. I don't think they work as well.
My mother has
it and runs it all the time and then gets out her vacuum.
When is the last time you guys cleaned it or changed the little spinners?
I don't have Roomba, Mommy. I'm talking about Bubba. I don't know. I'm talking about my mom has it.
Cleaning it. I'm talking about we just have too much like we have
clutter.
TV trays and
stuff that gets knocked over, gets in the way,
you know? And like it just feel like my floor plan's not open enough for the Roomba to figure it out.
I will say that if you get a chance and you've always thought about getting one of the little robot vacuum cleaners, do it. They're amazing. We have the hardwood one that goes through the house and picks up all the cat hair and stuff like that. It's amazing. Without it, our floors would look terrible. I need to get our floors resealed, which is not cool. because to do that, you have to pull everything out of the house because it's all hardwood. Yeah. So you have to pull everything out of the closets, out of the pantry, out of everything, everywhere. Your entire, basically, you're emptying out your entire house. Yeah. To have it redone.
Do you, do you seal your driveway?
No, I need to.
How often do you do it?
I haven't done it, and I've lived in my house 15 years.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yep, and I've got cracks all over the place.
Yeah.
Dude, don't worry about that.
Concrete or blacktop, though?
Concrete.
No, I've got aggregate.
It's aggregate concrete. Oh. Same thing I have.
See, I had blacktop, and I made a big mistake by not sealing that. Yeah. If you don't seal it every 8 to 10 years, you have to have the whole thing.
You're saying don't seal it?
No, I'm saying that your cracks wouldn't matter. You'd still get them. Yeah. I still have cracks, and I do mine once a year. Now I'm like every 2 years, and I do it myself. And I go through and I fill in the cracks, and I feel them into.
You feel them?
Yeah, I'm from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. How do you guys say Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, I guess. Am I saying it wrong?
No, you're saying it right. It's
Are you just wondering where people put the emphasis?
Yeah, as a local,
or
you
the
say
emphasis.
It's Tennessee.
Yeah.
Not like Hennessy?
Tennessee.
Like right. Hennessy, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tennessee. And you knew who says it right? And this song is Morgan Wallen.
Well, yeah, because he's from Tennessee. Or Tennessee.
From Tennessee.
I can't say Tennessee. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't like
that. We're reaching that point, aren't we? Where it's not sounding like a word.
It does right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like feet. Every time I say feet. If you say it a couple times, all of a sudden it's like, that's not a word.
It's like when people on TV say New Orleans, and I want to just go,
say what?
New Orleans. New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
On New Orleans.
Well, I'm here for New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Or more than Nolans.
I always thought New Orleans was acceptable because that if you weren't a local. That you said, fine, we'll let you away with it.
No, the reason people say New Orleans is because there's so many songs written about New Orleans that they had to find a way to rhyme it. Mm-hmm. So, like, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans kind of thing? Oh. That's where that came from. Because what rhymes with Orleans?
I mean, and Louis Armstrong sings New Orleans.
Do you know what it means?
New Orleans.
Yeah, that's why they do that.
But it's New Orleans,
being
by the way. If you don't know, it's New Orleans.
It's also not
New Orleans.
It's also not Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge? It's not. It's Baton Rouge.
Boy. When it's like on TV and there's like sports or something, we're in Baton Rouge.
Oh, you know who I can't stand is Giada on the Food Network. She's the girl with too many teeth in her head. Super, super skinny chef, but she cooks Italian. Yeah, I think her family's Italian. And so she'll be talking to you about making the spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
And the ricotta.
Oh, I know her. I know what you're talking about.
She just throws in that, like, ravioli. And it's like, shut up,
Giada De Laurentiis.
Yes.
Giada
De Laurentiis. Oh, my gosh. Drives me up a wall. And her teeth. She's always like, she's like got like those gorilla teeth. Like, she's like smiling at you, but she's about to cut your head off.
Okay. Hey, man, Carson's fangs came out on Giada.
I do have very strong opinions about people on the Food Network. But, yeah, but she will. She'll talk there like, I take a little ricotta. Shut up. It's ricotta.
Fajitas.
Yeah. Also, Italians say it rigot, ma'am. So calm down.
Yeah,
she's
one of those all-mouth smilers where you can literally count every
all
tooth.
All the teeth. Oh. All of them.
Yeah, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, how many have you had today?
Diet Cokes or Diet Mountain Dews or sugar-free Red Bulls, because I've had a little of all of those today.
How many Red Bulls do you think you'd have a day?
Two-ish. Between one and two. Never less than one. It's not usually more than two.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave this up in front of you. I'm just going to leave Giada smiling
Just to freak Carson out? Leave it there?
Dude.
You want to throw it up on the screen, Bubba, so it's just behind Carson for the entire rest of the podcast?
It is life size.
Over her shoulder?
Hey, Garrett, which TV
just put it on all of them. Whatever.
Okay.
That's a riot.
Here's Carson with Giada's smile over her shoulder.
Can you see it in that one? No.
Oh,
no,
gosh,
it's over here.
That's okay.
There she is.
I actually like her. I like
you know
her.
Who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carson pulling them out. The knives.
Do chicks not like chicks?
No.
Carson?
No, we do like some. Some we don't, and there are reasons. Like, mine is a totally, poor Giada. That's a totally ridiculous reason that I don't like her.
She's probably a very nice person.
But, like, I love Rachel Ray. And yes. Oh my gosh, I adore Alex Gornishelli. ICAG, that is my Iron Chef. That's my girl,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So, what's Amanda Freitag? Love her. So, yeah, a lot of female chefs I really, really enjoy. Just Giada's, that weird accent thing irritates me.
Who's your favorite Iron Chef?
Alex Gornishelli.
Okay.
Yeah. My girl.
Alex Gornishelli. Look, that is actually I don't know a very if I'm supposed to name. Say this. Gornish is in her name.
But we got a little email saying, do you want to interview Iron Chef Alex Gornishelli? And I replied back to Patrick in all caps, oh my gosh, yes, we have to talk to her. I love her.
So are we?
I don't know. We didn't get confirmation
it's for
on
like
that.
A month and a half away. Okay. It's a very in the future
They
want
to push the new Netflix show?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. That
They're
might
doing
be
a
it.
Netflix show?
Who's your favorite celebrity chef? All of the Ooh. TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's tough.
Well, see, mine's a celebrity to me, but not to you guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's mine's fine. Like a barbecue guy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. There's a lot of really good, like Sam the Cooking Guy. I don't know his last name, but it's Sam the Cooking Guy. Mm. He's based out of San Diego.
It's like Sam the Butcher.
Mm-hmm. He's just fun. You know, he's real. You know, laid back, but he does kind of not really complex. I don't know.
I used to love Alton Brown was my favorite for a long time.
I do love him.
I do love me some Alton.
I like that when he hosts, he does really well on Iron Chef.
Oh yeah, and when he did Kitchen Impossible or one of those where it was another kind of kitcheny game show thing, he did a great job there. I do love Alex Gornishelli. I think she's a fantastic addition when she's on the Kitchen. And then I'll tell you, Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri is my man.
Really?
I love Guy
man.
Fieri.
He is a love or hate person. People
I
either
know.
Like.
And I know he does so much good. And he's so infectious with his energy. And I think it's one of those that he's so positive, people kind of just go, ugh, mm-hmm. I can't deal with that. And I understand because I'm one of those people sometimes. But I love his positivity.
You're one of those people, but you love Garth Brooks, who is mm-hmm. easily the most positive, sunshiny
right.
person.
And again, like a Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
So
similar thing.
Yep.
Do you watch
I love it.
Feed Phil Mm-mm. on Netflix? Somebody Feed Phil. It's kind of like he goes around and he eats all the food of all the places because that's like the thing that everybody's trying to be the next. Right. What's his name? Who killed himself?
Anthony Bourdain.
Everybody's trying to be the new Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, nobody's Bourdain.
See, that's a different that's thing the than problem. The chef. So my favorite of those people is Adam Richman.
I love Adam Richman. I wanted to marry him so bad. I was like, baby, we could just get fat together.
You and me, baby. We'll like, just we ride off into the couch watching Netflix eating bonbons.
I did love Anthony Bourdain, though. He really opened my eyes to a lot of cultures.
Yeah, I like Anthony Bourdain a lot.
But he hated Guy Fieri.
What?
Oh, yeah, he hated him. I don't know if Guy hates anybody.
Guy was always very nice about it, but Tony was awful about it. And
oh, you guys
so,
are on a yeah. Tony
No, but he
basis.
Would. I think because he would talk about that, and it was just he was not kind about Guy, and Guy always took the high road. But yeah, that's he had his own issues, obviously.
If he was French, he would be Guy.
Guy.
You know, Guy has a bunch of car. He's a big car guy.
Mm. I remember I saw him with his Lamborghini. He got in trouble with it one time.
The Gallardo or Gallardo.
Gallardo.
Well, because he does on Triple D, he's always in that old convertible that he has.
Yeah, 67 Camaro.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Triple D?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
Oh, because you have Triple D and Triple G, which is Guy's Grocery Games. Not to be confused.
Who calls it those things?
He does.
Carson. Carson.
He's like, welcome to Triple G.
You're deep.
Or he's like, these are my Triple D chefs who are competing today on Triple G.
I'm close to Triple G. what's D's bigger than G or G's bigger than
G's
bigger than D.
What's the biggest bra they make?
Oh, I don't know.
I've heard of O's.
Wow.
I know there's an H for sure, but I swear I've heard of O.
So what is the so what's a bra size? Like a 38?
38 is like the inches around. B is the cup size.
Okay. What about your shoulders?
They're adjustable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's right. So, okay, that would have been awkward. I'm not going to do that. So,
well, you going to ask me?
No.
No.
No. That's no. I mean, you can tell me.
I was totally
going to
ask him, and he realized he can't.
No. 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 It's fine. I mean, you asked me my shirt size, but it's fine. It's fine.
I'll just say I'm very fortunate to be one of those heavier chicks who has some of the fat accumulate in that area.
And I am unfortunate to be one of the heavier dudes to have some fat accumulate in that area.
But what was the comedian who made that joke about I like fat girls?
Oh, Tracy Morgan. I can't repeat that. I know. I can't repeat it. It's one of the 10 best stand-up jokes ever. Go find it. I can't.
Presently, the largest bra size ever recorded is 102 triple Z.
Well, I mean, how do you go past triple Z?
102.
She is the Guinness World Record.
That's the largest
natural.
Yeah. Largest natural.
But the thing is, it's not inches around the breast area. It's the underneath. It's the rib cage and the torso.
Yeah, so that's a big person.
100 inches.
That's a big person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can find a picture.
Back to celebrity chefs.
That sounds so terrible.
That's, my favorite is Jock Torres from Nailed It. Anybody else watch Nailed It?
No.
Oh, man, y'all are missing out. Nailed It is so much fun.
I've seen that episode. It's Netflix, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So stupid, and it's so great. They basically give people like 45 minutes to try to recreate these beautiful baked, you know, things. Here's a cake that looks like a dragon rescuing a princess.
Is it
a
cake?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a cake. And it's Nailed It. And then they give them like, here, you have an hour and a half. Create that cake. And it comes out and it looks like, it looks like I made it. And then they go, Nailed It. It's great. And Jock Torres is like the straight man because there's a comedian that is the host. And then his job, he's just like this little nice little French chef. And he goes, I like what you did. He's very nice. But he's just so great all the time. He goes, you know, I don't think the cake is supposed to be so dry. And I don't think it's supposed to taste like salt. Why does it taste like salt? Like, it's so great.
There's a show that Duff Goldman does where they get very professional bakers, and they tell them, like, same thing, but they give them enough time. But you're going to make a dragon cake that has to be at least 10 feet high and it has to breathe fire. And I go, why? Why do you do that? Can't they just make us a nice cake that tastes good? Do I need a fire-breathing dragon? And then inevitably, it always kind of goes wrong. And are you eating the cake because they probably have lighter fluid spilled all over it? It's just not great.
Uh-huh. Just for the record, the answer is always yes when somebody asks if you need a fire-breathing cake.
No, because I like cake. I want to eat the cake.
I do too, but fire-breathing cake? Mm. What?
All right, anything else? I got to go shopping for fat guy clothes.
No, I think we're good. I think we're more than good. Thank you, everybody, for sitting through the podcast. I do want to say, I know I can't wait till Monday to see what kind of shirts you bring in.
Kiss are we talking about?
Love Gun. Please subscribe, like, rate the podcast anywhere, everywhere, as often as possible. Give us the best ratings possible because that stuff actually does matter.
And since
matter.
The people who listen to this are probably people who already really like us, let me say, please go to youtube.com/BigDandBubba and subscribe to that too because we need people to know that we're...
Smash that subscribe button. Yes, ring that bell.
Just ring that bell and stuff. Like lots of things.
All right. Thank you. Very well said.
Yes. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see ya.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.